A reading from the Good News according to John. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So much of John's gospel deals with the issue of hunger. Hunger on many levels. Hunger for knowledge to feed our minds, or for love to feed our hearts, or goodness, truth, and beauty to feed our souls. The most basic hunger of all, however, is on the physical level, hunger to feed our bodies. Indeed, our minds and hearts and souls, and especially our bodies, long for nourishment. Jesus understood this well, both from his own human experience and from the experience of his own people through the ages. Indeed, he knew well that when his ancestors wandered in the desert for 40 years, his own Abba had fed them with bread from heaven. Later in his own life, Jesus recognized and responded to the hunger of the people who came to hear his message, and he gave them more than enough bread from the handful he had on hand. Now he goes way beyond their physical hunger when he describes himself as the bread of life. This statement didn't go over with the crowds as well as the bread he had handed out. For a person to declare himself to be bread to be consumed was outrageous, unacceptable, even offensive to many of those who were listening. This required a giant leap of faith and could only be imagined as a reality beyond their experience. This man, Jesus, who stood before them, claimed to come from God, and he counted on returning to God. He was the very bridge between them and their Creator, the unique manifestation of the divine right there in their midst, and inviting them into that reality. This was too much. And yet, there were some who believed and who stayed with him, like Simon Peter, who cuts to the chase and speaks for his companions, "We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." How is it that you and I will come to believe in this sacred mystery? It is our invitation too. We are there in that crowd. We are listening, and we too are hungry. As we celebrate the glory of the resurrection during this holy season of Easter, the challenge is ours to gather up our own hungers of mind, heart, soul, and body, and place them with confidence in the hands of the Holy One of God, the risen Christ, affirming with Peter our desire to participate in the journey. Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life.